As some of you may know, I used to work with little kids, so I'm more prone to dealing with kids. And now that I've gotten older, I've come to realize that as we get older, we're nothing but little kids all over again. So we're going to come out of the scripture, Psalms 46, verses 1 through 3, which states that God is our refuge. Do you know what a refuge is? That's a place where you can run and hide, and nobody will find you. And he's our strength. And he's an ever-present help in times of trouble. And y'all, you know, we living in times of trouble. We got trouble with the government. We got trouble with the police. We got trouble in our finances. And because of this, believers, we have no fear, no reason to fear, even if the world is in chaos. And the world is in chaos right now because we see wars. We have rumors of wars. We have killings and murders. We see it all. It's all going on in our world today. But we don't have to fear. If you're a Christian, you have no reason to fear. And even though the mountains may fall into the sea, that's all right. God owns the sea. He created the heavens and the earth. He is the author and the finisher of our faith. But the title of my message today is Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek. Do you guys remember as a kid playing hide and seek? When you used to go hide and wait for somebody to come find you. I remember as a kid, I went to sleep. They looking for me and they couldn't find me. But that was okay. And we're going to define the word seek. Seek means to actively and earnestly pursue God. That's the biblical definition of seek. Are you seeking him earnestly? Are you seeking him with all your heart? Are you pursuing him or are you pursuing things from him? We need to pursue him for who he is. As the song just sang, he's our Jehovah Jireh, our provider. He's our Jehovah Shammah. He's our Jehovah Nissi. He's all things to all of us if we allow him to be. And there's a quote I'd like to leave with you. And it's from St. Augustine, and it reads, to fall in love with God is the greatest romance. To seek him is the greatest adventure. And y'all know I like to travel. I like to do crazy things like zip lining and on the waters. I like to do crazy, some people might say dumb stuff, but I like to do so. But there's no adventure greater than the adventure of finding God. Because he don't have to find us. He know where we are, don't he? He created us. He created us in his image. He knows everything about us. And to him, the greatest human achievement is to find God. To find God. Because he knows where we are. He already knows what we're going to do. He even knows what we're going to say before we even speak a word. Before we even tell him we need this. He's like, I'm right here. I got you. I got you. So St. Augustine said to fall in love with God is the greatest romance. And I've had several romances, you know, but none like the one with God. To seek him is the greatest adventure, and to find him is the greatest human achievement. That's the greatest thing we can do as a human is find God. Because he's not hiding. He ain't hiding. He's right there. He's right beside us. And, you know, you all know the story of Queen Esther, right? In the book of Esther, where she sought the king on the behalf of the plot against the Israelites, against the people by Haman. This took courage because it was an unlawful thing to approach the king without being summoned. It was unlawful. It could have meant the death penalty for her, but it took courage on her part. So where is our courage today? There's people out there on the streets that are hungering and thirsting, not just for food, but they're hungering and thirsting for the word of God. They may not know it, but if we only but open our mouths, God will do the rest. He will do the rest. So the game hide and seek we played as kids, playing hide and seek with toddlers is a little different than when you get older. Just like the word says, when you were a child, you did things as a child, but when you grow up, you need to do them as an adult. Okay, so hide and seek, playing with a toddler. They go hide, and you know what they do? They right here where you can see them, right in plain sight. They right in plain sight. They want you to find them. And why do they want you to find them? Because they want to be it. I'm going to be it next. If she find me, come on, touch me. I'm here. I am. Touch me. So playing hide and seek with toddlers is so funny to me. But God is always it. Do you know he's it? He's it. He is whatever you need him to be. He's the great I am. If you need him for food, he's food. If you need him for strength, he's your strength. If you need him just for peace, he's your peace. He's the great I am. Whatever you need, God is it. That's what they in the game hide and seek is talks about being it. I want to be it because I want to go be the one to go and seek and find the next person. God's not hiding. You know why I know he's not hiding? Because Psalms 46:1 tells us he's an ever-present help in times of trouble. He's an ever-present. He ain't a sometime God. You might have a friend. You can call her today. She might answer. And tomorrow she might not answer. Hey. And then we think about Matthew 6:33. What does it tell us to do? It says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto us. Do you know what it means to seek God's kingdom? It means to seek his way of doing things. His way, not our way. Because when we do things our way, we mess up. I mess up all the time. But thanks be to God, we can say, God, I'm sorry. Forgive me. And we can do this. Turn around and repent. Yes. And then my favorite scripture, y'all know it. Who can tell me my favorite scripture? Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not on your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge, submit to him, and he will direct your path. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And then we're going to seek him. How do we seek him? How do we seek him? We seek him through prayer, through praise, as the praise team just did this morning, through worship, meditation, and through reading his word. His word, because his word is what? Faithful and true. Seek him. He'll give you peace, perfect peace, not the peace that the world gives, but peace, a perfect peace that comes only from God. Seek him, and he'll renew your hope. How do I know that? Because Jeremiah 29:11 tells us he knows the plans that he has for you. He knows the plans not to harm you, but to prosper you, to give you hope and what? A future. As the world looks today, we feel like some people feel hopeless. Some people feel like they don't have a future because they look to the wrong source. They're looking to the government. They're looking to the other authorities. But God is the only one that can give us future and a hope. So seek him for wisdom, and he'll grant it to you. How? How will he grant it to you? Liberally. That means abundantly. He'll give you more than you need. Seek him for joy, and he'll give you joy, which is unspeakable. A joy that the world can't give, and guess what? They can't take it away. Yes, seek him for strength. When you're weak, he is yet what? Strong. What is it that you need to seek God for? He ain't hiding. He ain't never hiding. What is it that you're seeking God for? That's a personal question. We can ask ourselves, what are we seeking him for? Not just things like I said in the beginning. Some of us seek God like he's a genie. He ain't no bottle. We ain't got to rub him, and he going to give you what you need. He says, I will give you the desires of your heart, and I will meet all of your needs according to his riches in glory. Seek him. When do we seek him? It says, seek him early, first. Who said first? Seek him first. But seek him when? Early in the morning. Before you get up and do anything else, seek God first. Because guess what? He never sleeps. And he don't slumber. I might go back to sleep on you. Might call and say, Sister Diane, can you pray for me? I say, okay, I'm going to pray. And then when I get up, I done forgot all about it. But seek him for what? Good direction, guidance, and for his word, through his word, through fasting and through prayer and meditation. You know, Pastor Virgil, I think it was, talked about how we have good intentions. But we have to make it a, and I hate to use the word habit, it has to become a way of life. A way of life. Just like we, it has to become a way of life. Not putting on a show. We ain't up here for no form, shape, or fashion, but be there to seek God for who he is, not just for what he can give, but seek him for who he is, what he's done for us. Praise him for what he's done. Worship him because he is God. He is our Jehovah Jireh. So we need to worship him for who he is. And guess what? We need to worship him while we got a chance, because tomorrow ain't promised to neither one of us. Neither one of us is tomorrow promised. But God is a great God. When I look at Sister Florence sitting back there, Sister Florence is probably one of the oldest members of our church, and she sits there with a smile on her face, and she gives me the courage and the ability to stand here before you, because she smiles. No matter what she's going through, she smiles. She's got a smile on her face. And I know all of us are going through something, because if you ain't going through one thing, you're going through another. You're going through another thing, but that's okay. If you're going through something, just remember, you're not alone. If you're going through something, remember, don't hide it. God already knows it. If you're going through something, it's okay to seek your fellow brothers and sisters to pray with you, to pray for you. Don't be ashamed. That's what Satan wants. Satan hides his hand, but God don't hide his hand. Satan comes with the same old tricks, but he comes at you when you're at your lowest point. He comes at you. But remember, when that happens, and I had this weekend, I was at home and I had prepared a message, and I sat there and I said, my back hurt, this hurt, that hurt. And it did hurt. It did hurt. And I said, I'm going to call Pastor Forney and tell him I can't deliver the message. And lo and behold, the enemy attacked me in my house where I paid a mortgage. He attacked me and my family. And I told him, I say, Satan, you got to go. You have got to go, because my God is a good God. He's a merciful God. He has me covered in the blood of Jesus. No matter what you do to me, no matter how you try to attack me, he's a deliverer. He delivered me from the pits of hell. He delivered me. And sometimes your attack comes from right there in your own home, in your own family. But you got to rebuke the devil, because he's coming, and he's gone right now. But guess what? I'm not looking forward to it. He's coming back. Let's just be real. He's coming back. But oh, but God, but God, but God, he's delivered me in the past. He's healed me in the past. He saved me, and he'll do it again. So no matter what you throw at me, Satan, that's all right. It's got a boomerang effect. It's coming back at you. Hallelujah. Because my God is a great God. He is everything that we need. He's an ever-present help in times of trouble. We all have troubles from one time to the other. But come on, people. Come on, people. Remember, God is God. He's sovereign. He rules. He reigns forever and ever. And whatever's done in the dark will come to the light. It will come to the light. So I just want to thank you. I knew I wasn't going to be long, because Brother Charles used to tell me I was too long-winded. But that's okay, Brother Charles. If you're sitting at home, that's all right. That's okay. We still love you, Brother Charles. But I just wanted to deliver that message. We don't have to hide. We don't have to hide. We don't have to hide. You don't have to be ashamed of your sins. You don't have to be ashamed of your past, because it's not hidden from God. He knows it all. He knows it all. And guess what? He's a forgiving God. He's a merciful God. He is a kind God. He is gracious in all that he does. He is gracious. We don't deserve it, but yet he still keeps on forgiving us. He keeps on loving us, even when we don't love ourselves. Because sometimes I don't love myself. I have to just say it. I have to tell the truth. Tell the truth, shame the devil. Sometimes I don't love myself. But one thing I know, God loves me no matter what. No matter what I've done, no matter what I may do, he still loves me. And I thank you, Lord, for loving me. I thank you, God, for keeping us. I thank you for your ever-present help. Hallelujah, when we're in trouble. You're there when we're in trouble. You're there when we're not in trouble. So remember to seek him while you yet have a chance. Seek him while you still have a chance. Seek God while you have a chance. Amen, amen, and amen.